see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is a wonderful world if we think it is, if we believe it is, and we all think that way. It can be a wonderful world. Yes, there's a lot of problems there, but we can't think about those. We've got to stay positive and be grateful for what we have, not what we don't have. Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World is the name of the show. Our second theme is healthy aging. If you've noticed, we're going more and more into health for everyone. Today's our show will be mainly on raw foods. We're going to have a great guest, Laura Fox. She is the producer and CEO of Raw Living Expos. She has her own radio station, or show, and she's a speaker on raw foods, of course, and many other subjects, including health. At the end of the show, we're going to have Brett Wilcox. He is the running across the country with his son to bring out GMO awareness. We're going to get a report on what's happening with that. Also, I want to make sure you understand the next few weeks, the shows we're going to have over the month of February and early March is a group called End All Wars. I'm part of a 21-person super committee that wants to end all the wars around the world. This is big time. This is real. You're going to hear about this in 2014 as the summer comes around. Then we're going to have stem cells and how they affect everything with health, including aging, because I believe we have a lot of baby boomers and seniors listening to this station. Cleansing, how we can change our life, turn it around, and get our health improved with cleansing. Another show. And cell phone radiation, the dangers of it, how it's killing people, how it's causing cancer. We're going to have a report on that. Also, erectile dysfunction, report on that, too. All right, let's also, a few more things here. Don't forget, if you like our show, rate us on iTunes. You can also hear all the shows on the archives. Just hit prm.fm. Go to Let's Create a Better World. You can hear our shows. And if you like our shows, also, you can hear our shows on the phone. Call area 619-550-0869 if you're not near a computer or laptop. Let's get to our first guest, Laura Fox. Laura, as I said, is a raw food entrepreneur, expert, speaker, radio talk show host on raw foods. Also, we're going to talk about growing your own food. Laura is going to be having a big expo coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that. But first, I want to welcome Laura Fox. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Bobby. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And yes, it is a wonderful world, and I love how you opened the show there. With the positive thought forms, we can change more things than we can imagine.
That's right, and raw food is one of them. We're going to talk about that today. Let's start with talking about you and how you got into this. This whole thing of health and raw food.
Sure. Well, I had actually grown up in a family like many people have, you know, that had a lot of dysfunction around food and alcohol and cigarettes and, you know, pharmaceutical drugs and all these types of things. And so I really wasn't that healthy as a child. I mean, I don't remember being unhealthy, feeling unhealthy until I was about maybe 9, 10, 11. But I it started hitting me, and I was very seriously addicted to sugar and, of course, all the processed foods, and had a food addiction. And So that led to me seeking as a teenager. I just knew there was something wrong, but I didn't have any support. And so I just started reaching for vegetables. I started going vegetarian. I started going for whole wheat pastas and things like that as a young teenager. That was just the only thing I could do. It was sort of coming out of nowhere because I just knew I didn't feel right. And I started trying to exercise and things like that. And, so it took a while longer and that progressed, through high school where I just didn't have the greatest diet. I kept trying to at least eat health food. I worked at health food stores, but nothing really changed until, I really got sick. I was having headaches for 4 and 5 days in a row. I was hypoglycemic, just exhausted, adrenal exhaustion, overweight, and all these things. And I finally found out about raw food when I read the Essene Gospels of Peace, and it still didn't sink in that you could go raw. It sort of just got me on a cleansing path, and that was in 94. And then by 96, I found out about Giuliano's book, Raw, the Uncooked Book, and that made me aware that we could actually, that there was actually a movement behind this and people could actually go raw. And at that point, I said, well, I guess if I ever get sick enough, I'll go raw. So, even having that knowledge didn't make me change right away. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, too, I think, later in the show. But, I finally did get sick enough in the year 2001 to where I was just done, and I just made a decision to go raw overnight. And within 24 hours, a person showed up in my life just from my inner call that I made that decision and helped me. And I, as a natural teacher, I subsequently started teaching people how to make the food in my community in Richmond, Virginia. I started the raw meetup in Richmond, Virginia. And then from there, started coming out to Arizona, where Happy Oasis was putting on the Raw Spirit Festival. And I started helping her with that. And in 2007, I helped make a really big leap from 200 person festival to a 2200 person festival, and the rest is history, really.
That's great. I've had Happy Oasis on this show, and I've talked to her a lot about raw food and her ideas, and so I'm glad that you had a chance to work with her. So you actually grew up in Virginia, and then you came to Arizona, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and then I was traveling a lot in California and Hawaii and Oregon and Arizona, for about 7 years before I settled here in Sedona.
Right, right. Laura, we have a lot of Eastern listeners because Gary Noll and his station is centered in New York City. A lot of people that follow Gary, and it's kind of an Eastern-oriented show. I would say 80% of the people listening are in that general 100-mile radius of New York City. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to know, and I want you to tell them, coming to the West, to Arizona, California, Oregon, we have a lot of great things in the West, progressive things, health things, spiritual things, raw food. Am I right, Laura?
Oh, absolutely. And it does exist back East, too. You just have to...
Oh, of course.
Search a little harder sometimes.
Absolutely. No, I know it does. New York City is wonderful. I've been there, and I've lived there, and the whole Eastern Coast is great. I'm just letting them know that that's not the only place where there's a lot of great things.
No. Out west, where we're having the event, in Thousand Oaks, California, which is basically the greater Los Angeles area.
Right.
And Santa Monica and the west side of L.A. and just L.A. in general is basically the mecca of raw foods. There's more per capita raw food restaurants in that area than anywhere else in the world, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, you're right.
It's easier to be raw there. It tends to not get so cold and things like that.
Yeah, I've lived in Santa Monica. In Santa Monica is the only place in the world where there are 6 Whole Foods markets in the general area, 3 exactly in the city, and 3 borderline.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell
you?
They know.
Exactly.
So,
Yeah.
Well, enough of that. Let's get into, for those of you, I know we have people, very progressive people in the health and spiritualness, but a lot of people, let's describe, or let's do raw 101. Give us a basic of what is raw food and why it's so good for you.
Absolutely. Okay, so, And by the way, the invitation that we have decided to make to humanity is an invitation to add more raw organic plant foods to the diet to increase our health, decrease our eco footprint, and raise our spirits. Now, those three things are all things that tend to be a byproduct of eating more raw. And some people, we also want to encourage people from every dietary style and every walk of life and wherever you are, this is not just for people who absolutely know they want to go 100% raw or who already are raw. Because what happens is when you add more raw, that's going to help the health even just by adding more. Now, some people will want to go all raw, but we don't want to scare people off and think we're trying to say everybody has to just eat carrots for the rest of your life or anything like that. But what the raw foods do is they have live enzymes in them which help the food itself to break down so that you don't have to use your body's own enzymes to break the food down. They also have more vital life force, and the vitamins and minerals are going to be more intact. And now, especially when you're talking about organic, you're going to have a greater mineral uptake in your body from the foods if you're getting organic, raw, and hopefully local as much as possible. And so people have found that they get greater mental clarity, they get greater emotional clarity, and they also have found that their bodies start restoring themselves when they have a raw food experience, and people even get cleared of diseases and things like that. So, you know, and not only that, but on top of that, the bonus is that we're going to reduce our collective eco footprint as well, because if you think logically about it, the more you reach for just plants in their natural state, you don't have as much packaging, you don't have as much shipping, you don't have all of these things, which would cause a lot of ecological impact on the planet and the processing and all this stuff. So it's sort of a total package. And so the invitation is to at least learn how to add more. And we try to do that in a way that's really super fun by providing chef demos as well as education. And if people have serious medical conditions, they often seek out doctors who know about raw foods. And we have a whole Dr. Sunday panel at the expo, just because that is in fact a research scientifically proven fact that people are finding that their diseases get cured when they go to raw foods.
You know, Laura, speaking of that, if you notice, all of the great centers for cancer to prevent cancer to help people get well from cancer, such as Charlotte Gerson, Contreras in Tijuana, Gabriel Cousins in Arizona, and many, many more. Guess what? We all know this. Raw food. That's what they juices.
Yeah.
Green juices. Raw juices.
Yeah.
That's a fact, isn't it? I mean, that's great.
Yeah. Well, these doctors. Now, the doctors that we have at our expo and the doctors that are across the country, some of whom can't come to the expo, but a lot. We have a full lineup on Sunday of naturopaths, medical doctors, and people who've been doing raw food coaching as well. You know, they're finding that, yes, things like cancers do have a tendency to reverse themselves under the proper conditions that the body's given. Now, these doctors know the medical intricacies of this, and it's, you know, when somebody's got a serious medical condition, they really do need to see a qualified, licensed health practitioner like this. And luckily, there are a number of those who also teach people how to use the raw foods and the juices. Now, among them, they have different protocols. Like, their protocols are not identical, but they are all getting results.
Right. You know, if what they're doing at the end of their lives, I mean, people that are about to die, supposedly, some of them can reverse it, of course, if they're being treated with raw juices and raw foods, what does that tell me? That tells me that that's the best way to live. That if you
right.
want to avoid
exactly. That's a good way to say it, Bobby. Yeah. Well, that's what we have a saying in the raw foods movement is the diet that gets you well is the diet that keeps you well.
Very good. I love it. That's just,
and so,
that's
you know, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, it's not an easy thing to necessarily change your diet, you know, in such a way, and it seems drastic and extreme. But that's why we say, you know, start where you are and do what you can. And it depends on how extreme of a situation you are in with your health, with how far you have to go, you know, or if it's just like, I kind of know that people are getting well from this, so this is logical, and I need to make steps to change because I don't ever want to get sick. You know,
right.
That's the preventive part of the picture.
And but, you know, Laura, change is tough. I mean, change in this world, I know I've been involved in the women's rights movement, the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement, and change is slow. Many of the greats have said that, and even in this case, it's slow. But and what I feel about trying to teach people health, because I'm a healer and a nutritionist, and I work with Gary Noll's methods, but change, people are comfortable in the old way, their bad way. They're smoking cigarettes. They can't get off because they're comfortable doing it. They like doing it. How can we affect change? I'd like to hear your thoughts on how can we change the habits of the people in the world to change their diet, in this case.
Yeah, and that is a great question. And I want to say at least three different aspects that I feel are important to change. The first one is self-love. And so what I mean by that is that it's really hard to change if we're beating up on ourselves, making ourselves wrong, and criticizing ourselves. So the first step to me in any healing, and that you as a healer, I'm sure, probably feel this same sentiment as well, is to love ourselves unconditionally where we are. It sort of breaks the energy, and it's like, look, I'm going to stop beating myself up. I'm going to stop trying to make myself wrong. I'm just going to accept and love that this is what is. This is the creation that has manifested. It has come from a lot of factors, my ancestry, my thoughts and choices in this lifetime, and my current environment. It is what it is, and good, bad, right, wrong, or otherwise, in a state of unconditional love for all that is as it is, change, my system will start to allow the change to happen because it's not feeling judged.
Right.
And so that's a really important step one. And to be gentle with ourselves and to know that this is a process. And, you know, you were kind of hinting at it earlier when you said, you know, our thoughts can change the world. Our thoughts are that powerful, and they're powerful in all directions. It's not only powerful in the directions of what would be good for us. They're powerful no matter what they are. And so that's the power of creation itself, these powers of our thoughts. And so if we've been thinking and acting in a certain direction for a long time, and our ancestors before us have done the same, then you're talking about the power of life itself, the life force essence, the spirit power, the God power, whatever you want to call it, is what you're dealing with here,
right.
Imbued and crystallized in a certain form that's been practiced over time. You know, Tony Robbins says repetition is the mother of skill, and that's true whether it's something you wanted or something you didn't want. If you keep repeating it, you've got that skill, and going and changing that skill takes work in the equal and opposite direction. So the first step is really to just have that awareness and self-love that allow us to strategize and move forward the best we can each day. And then in support of that, the second aspect is community. So if we all realize that we've collectively created some things that are causing challenges and problems and health issues now, you know, we know that, and we all realize that our thoughts have been turned in a certain direction and our actions have been turned in a certain direction, making it easier to go down the old pathways, even the neural pathways in the brain and the energetic pathways of our daily life and our actions, what we reach for. You know, it's going to be really good to get support from one another and to start to come together physically or online or, you know, on phone calls or whatever it is, to really create that network of support to help us make different steps. And then the third thing is that higher power, whatever you want to call that source, that spirit, God, love, whatever, you know, that we need to really rely on that and cling to it and cleave to it and, you know, do your meditation, do your prayer, do your visualizations, do your affirmations, and leverage that inner power that we have to shift things in order to, it's all, then that's where you, you know, the idea of grace or mercy, you know, because we have leveraged our own power in certain directions, which now those energies are so powerful that it's hard to counteract them without some kind of intervention from our higher power.
Very good. That's great.
And so, yeah, the personal self-love, you know, acknowledging where you are, loving yourself, creating support, reaching out for support, finding community, and then going within and finding that spirit or source to break the mold of the old energies.
That's great. You know, somebody like yourself or someone should write a book on change. Just, what you just said for the last 3 or 4 minutes is beautiful. Self-love and and in community, and then within your own self, you must change. That's so just beautiful. And that's what our people, that's what all of us have to do. Let's go to
and to love ourselves. Not a single one of us is what you would call, whatever you want to call, perfect or has it down. I mean, we're all vulnerable in that way, and that's why we really need each other, and that humility, you know. Humility, but still willingness to act and self-love. These are the ingredients that are going to help us band together to make the changes we need to make.
Right. For those of you listeners who are coming in late, this is Laura Fox I'm speaking to. I'm Bobby Elias, the host of Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. Laura Fox is the CEO of Raw Living Expo. She's going to have an expo coming up, which she'll mention at the end of the show here. And she's planning a lot of great activities, which we're going to talk about towards the end of our segment. We've got about 15, 18 minutes left. Let's move quickly to the next subject, Laura, and that is growing your own food. What do you say to that subject?
That is such an important topic, Bobby. I'm so glad you're asking about that. And we are championing that at the expo as well. We feel that at this time on the planet, between the GMO issues, which I know you're going to get into a little later with your runner, and you know, the depletion of the soil through large farming, you know, and even just from an economic perspective and from a perspective of health, going to your own ground, your own land where you are, and interacting with it by planting seeds there and nurturing the soil is going to give you more energy, more vitality, more life force, and possibly more vitamins and minerals if you can replenish your own soil into the foods. Now, when I work with the elders on the inner planes, who are the spiritual elders of the planet, you might say, they keep telling me over and over again that the biofield of our bodies is very important to consider in relation to the biofield of the earth and the biofield of these plant foods. And so when we reach for the foods that are growing right near us, we are going to have much more life force in that food. And so that's beyond vitamins, beyond minerals. We're just talking sheer energy field. So if you can imagine, if you reach for an apple growing on a tree in your backyard, or you reach for a piece of apple pie made in another state and shipped to you in a box, you know, you can kind of feel and see the difference in the vital life force in these things. And so what the inner planes guides are saying is that the life force itself, like if you reach for foods that have the most possible life force, then when you eat them, you're not going to diminish your own life force, and you don't have to make up for a loss of energy because you've eaten a depleted food. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. That's beautiful.
Yes. And so on the level, so we have, again, multiple levels here. We have the biofield or electrical energy field, the electromagnetic field of the energy life force of the plant food. And then you also have your vitamins and minerals. And then you also have your connection to the actual ground where you live. Now, it's said that if you eat something where you grow, that it creates a communication between you and the area where you live. And that information can go back into it creates a symbiosis whereby you're going to get more of what you need because you have that relationship with. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the Anastasia books, but she talks about planting your own food by first putting the seeds in your mouth and having your saliva interact with the seed so that that seed, when it's planted and grows food, it's really talking to you personally. And I just think that's a fascinating and wonderful idea. And that, you know, and you can start with this simple of a thing as just sprouting. You know, anybody can get a sprouting jar and some alfalfa seeds and start sprouting right in your own kitchen. And then maybe you can go up to making the sunflower greens, and then maybe you'll put some tomatoes in a container, and then maybe, you know, it'll evolve into creating a part of your garden where you're composting all the raw food that you're eating, you know, putting it back into the earth, the scraps, building your soil with a lot of different means, and creating a really mineral-dense soil situation and planting and growing some of your own food. And then maybe you'll have food to share with your neighbors if you have an excess. Or maybe you can go to the local farmers markets and support them and create a little community garden situation going. This is where we start taking our power back and getting, not only it's like our power socially and economically, and also for our health and in relation to each other and the planet. Because one of the things that has happened is we've become, a lot of people don't know their neighbors. And so growing food and sharing it in a neighborhood could be one really good way to start creating a more solid foundation of interaction and support right in a neighborhood.
That's great. Now, I want to add to what you said about having your own food and putting in your mouth the seeds. A movement of a lot of the great spiritual people are saying, and people talking about how to eat your food, are saying this, and it's something that I do and I've learned. When you get your food, let's say you get your raw food, you have it in your hand. You can do this with berries, you can do it with fruits, with raisins. Take it, look at it, and just look at it for 30 seconds, and then put it in your mouth and just sit there for 30 seconds, or whatever time slot you want to give it, and just feel how beautiful it is. And by doing that, once you put it in your mouth, it tastes better, it feels better,
right.
and it goes down better. It's better for you, period. What do you say to that, Laura?
That's beautiful. I think that's totally beautiful. What you've done is you've created a relationship with that plant food. You've put out
yes.
the energy of appreciation. And, you know, everything in nature responds to that. Everything is alive and everything is connected. And we tend to be a little bit more left brain and rushing along and rush, 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 eat, 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 quick, 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 fast, fast, fast. So what you're suggesting is helping us to slow down and relax. And then that opens all of our senses. It opens
yes.
our ability to receive what that plant is giving.
Yeah, and Gloria, speaking of eating slower, that's a major problem. People eat way, way too fast. And they
yeah.
drink cold water. They drink cold soda drinks. And they drink while they're eating. And you're supposed
yeah.
to drink your water before you eat, because while you're eating your food, it has to, your natural enzymes and saliva will digest the food better and prepare it for your intestines. The trouble is, people eat so fast, and their excuse is, I always tell them about this, and they say, well, I'm in a hurry, or I haven't eaten all day. Well, my response to that is, well, wait a minute. This is one of the most important things you can do. Eating your food slowly, chewing it so it'll disseminate in the right way. Do you agree with that, Laura?
Absolutely. No, it's true. And I mean, that's one of the things I'm still working on too as a person. But there's a guy named Wallace Wattles who lived at the beginning of the century. He wrote the book, The Science of Getting Rich, and he also wrote another book on health. I can't remember the name of it right now, but he talked about in that book, he was also a metaphysical teacher, a really profound way of writing. He had a really powerful way of helping us understand these concepts of how we create things. And he said that you're going to want to eat as much local food as possible, and you're going to want to chew it really, really slowly, because the body can't actually integrate the information and vitamins and minerals in the food if it's not turned into a liquid. If it goes down whole in any way, you're not even going to have the body get an opportunity to use the food. And that makes
right.
a lot of sense. It's just very logical.
Plus, it also causes a lot of chaos in your stomach and your intestines and the whole way the food goes in there. It just makes your whole body work much harder, and that's not good.
Exactly. And then it starts accumulating and causing obstructions, and especially some of the more sticky, gummy, gooey cooked foods are gonna cause more blockages and things like that. And that energy blockage is what causes the disease in the first place.
Yes, that's why people need more raw foods. They need more vegetables, more fruits, sprouts, and all really organic as opposed to somebody that eats pizza or hamburgers. Or, you know, cheese gets stuck in your, all these horrible foods get stuck in your intestines and they stay there for years. And that's very bad for your health.
It is. And so there's the process of cleansing, which is starting to let those things out. And, you know, a lot of people will use juicing, or some people go to water fasting. Some people go to, you know, to retreat centers where they can get a medicinal raw diet, or, you know, you can just do all different types of cleanses. But some, you got to kind of, at certain points, we realize we have to give the body a break from the type of diet that we've created here. And we're again, it goes back to the change question, because we're attached to the foods that we've created. They taste good. They're comforting. Feels good. It calms the nervous system. You know, it does different things like that when you're eating these things. Eating has become a form of pleasure, a form of sedation, a form of social activity. You know, there's nothing more deeply interwoven with our culture than how we eat. So it's not an easy overnight solution, but it's like, let's start making the changes. And some of us who had gotten sick, we were kind of pushed to make bigger changes because we had to, you know. So by default, people who have had diseases and had to overcome them are kind of on the leading edge of this conversation sometimes, if they've turned to raw foods and found that they became well. You know, and then a lot of those are the people who are talking at our expo, because they're living proof that change has happened because they've gone that direction.
Yes. All right, let's get to talking about your events coming up and your whole idea of doing more raw expos all over. Tell us about what you have coming up this weekend and more about your future.
Thank you, dear. Yes, we have created the Raw Living Expo, and I don't know if you can hear in the background, but my phone keeps beeping with many calls. we have a very, very large orchestration underway to create just an amazing event. There's four tracks of programming, and it's going to be in Thousand Oaks, California, January 31st to February 2nd, and we're actually starting on the morning of January 31st. At about 7 a.m. with some exercise classes for those who are early morning people. And we're ending at midnight with DJ Dragonfly and a band called Maytar, who also have the Best of Raw Gala that evening. So we have just a very full lineup of programming. And then we have a chef demo stage where you'll get to sample foods being made by expert chefs. And then we also have a bachelor stage that's more geared toward discussion groups and panels. And then we have a main speaker stage where we're going to be doing keynote speeches all throughout the weekend. And then we have a workshop area as well, as 60 or more vendors that you can hang out with. And just a beautiful opportunity to network and engage and meet one another and these kinds of things.
You told me that you want to have more expos around the country and maybe even beyond the country. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we've had, you know, for years now, people have been asking me to do this event, and we started last year in Sedona. Right now, it's a lot of work, and one big event a year of this kind is enough for our team. But what we're doing is we're dialing in the system so that we can eventually have multiple events per year in a grounded, sustainable way. And we've also had people in Australia and England and Spain and all kinds of places, you know, wanting us to come out, and even Japan, you know, and do the expo there. So we do have an international trajectory into the future as we envision what this event wants to become for the world. And so, you know, we have a lot of volunteers that help make it happen, and we have a very big vision, and we welcome people to come and be a part of the conversation there.
You know,
of how to build and grow this.
Right, right. Speaking of the world, you know, the social media, all the networking on the internet, and people around the world, YouTube, everywhere, people around the world, especially the younger generations, are really into tying in with other countries. So, I mean, that's why the rest of the world is hearing about raw foods. A lot of them already know about it because they've been doing it for many years. They're indigenous groups, but that is great. Now let's get your contact information, and then we have time for some final words.
All right, thank you. And so we are found at rawlivingexpo.com on the web, rawlivingexpo.com. There's ticket information there. You can purchase your tickets right on the website. You can also get a discount if you use the code AWARDSLOVE10. We have the Best of Raw Awards there. That's what that's for. But AWARDSLOVE10 will get you a 10% discount off of ticket prices. People will also be able to watch the live stream from that website. It's always lovely if people can come out in person. It's worth it. It's worth the time, energy, and money to come out and be with everyone physically. But if you can't make it, you'll be able to watch the live stream on our website at rawlivingexpo.com. And then my email address is connect@bestofrawfoods.com if people wanted to ask a quick question, or you can also do that on the contact form on the website.
Wow, that's great. Okay, we've got a few minutes left for, I'd like to get some final thoughts from you from all the things that we've said, and I always want to, because I do it, but I want you to help me motivate our listeners as to eating better, eating slower, chewing their food, growing their own food, and eating raw foods and juicing. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Thank you, dear. Yeah, so, you know, the first thing is, let's just take a deep breath, you know. It's like, all right, here I am. I love myself just the way I am. I'm here. I accept everything as it is, even if it feels challenging to accept it. I'm willing to do that and to access that power of gratitude for everything that we do have. And all those things, you can feel it sort of allows energy to flow in the body more. And from that place, then we can start to see, okay, here's how we have been doing it, but what do I want to do now? What are my goals? How do I want to personally change my life? What do I want to experience instead now? How's my health? What kind of water am I drinking? How are my social relationships in my community? Are we exchanging food? Are we learning together? Are we growing food? You know, what are my goals for myself personally, for my health? What are my goals for being a part of a community that gets healthier together? And how could that ultimately end up impacting the whole planet? I like to think about things on three levels: personal, community, and planetary. And really, any action that we take is going to impact all three levels. But just when you start using your own power of your mind and your heart to decide what it is that you want to do differently in your life, then you've given yourself permission to start to change and to open up. And while you couple that with an unconditional acceptance of everything as it is already, then you're going to reduce the resistance from the subconscious mind that would fight against anything that you're trying to make wrong in your life. So it's not, the unconditional love is not about, it's going to allow the action to come from a new place of energy and decision and empowerment, instead of a should or a have to or a, you know, just another voice of criticism in our life. We don't need any more voices of criticism in our life. We do need that divine masculine power of discernment and decision making that cuts away that which isn't serving us. And so if we can turn the old paradigm energy of the hard masculine criticism into the loving new paradigm energy of the right use of that, which is, I've got to have discipline, I've got to have discernment, I've got to make right decisions for myself, and we couple that with the unconditional love of what you might call the feminine principle, which loves everything and accepts everything as it is. You have those two energies dancing and playing in you now together as partners, instead of fighting against each other. And then now we're seeding, now we're seeding the possibility of real change. Now we're walking hand in hand with our whole self into a new way of life and living that will allow us to be even more of a blessing to not only ourselves but our communities and our planet. To me, that's what it's all about.
Yes. One or two more little words on change. I want to motivate our people. I do it once in a while, and I want to hear your thoughts on. We talked about earlier how it's difficult to change. People are comfortable. And we want to tell our people, and I want your words, excuse me, to let our listeners know that change is so important. If they take that step to make that change, let me get your thoughts on that, please.
Yes. Well, that, one, what's coming to mind right now is one of the reasons that we create these community events and we spend, you know, our, it, like, it's a huge, major, major labor of love to create an event like the Raw Living Expo. But we're doing it because we get to come together. And when we come together, we empower each other's positive, affirmative thoughts that are all in the right direction of where we all want to go. It's kind of like coming and getting a recharge. And so that really, whether you are, you know, go onto your computer and look up raw food meetup in your town. You know, do a Google search for that, or come to the expo, or start finding people on Facebook, or whatever it is that you have greatest access to, but start finding like-minded others that you can become, create a mastermind to support each other in making these changes, whether it's for the gardening or for your own health or for a juice fast or for sharing food that you've grown or going raw. This is really a key, because one of the things that has degraded in our culture because of the ways things have been set up and running is that we've lost touch a lot with that mutual support and entrainment of thought forms of being with each other in a positive environment. And we need to reinitiate that and reestablish that now. We need to start communicating with each other, being with each other, and helping each other. And so to me, that's like the central. And again, like we said, we want to remember to tune in with that spirit when you're, whatever you call that inner spirit, you want to tune in with that and cling to it in making any changes, because that's going to be the fire that melts the ice of these old habits. And then again, the self-love coupled with that will just release and reduce the resistance to change. And then when you add in the community on top of that, you've got a trio of power that's going to allow you to make the changes you yourself decide that you want. And that's the other key point. You yourself have to decide you want it. It's not going to happen without you deciding you want it. So if you don't want it yet, maybe just start examining why, you know, but don't resist it. Don't push against it. Don't make yourself wrong. But really look, why don't I want to change? And it's like, because you've got to be at the seat of your own power. It's not going to work anymore for us to be, you know, slaves or minions to somebody else's idea of how we ought to live life. It's got to come from within to last.
Wow, that's beautiful. You, Laura Fox, you've been wonderful. You're a wealth of information, of motivation, and of love. And if our people can learn to change and start doing the right ways in raw foods, we'll have a better world. And that's what our goal is on this show. Thank you so much for being on the show, Laura.
I really appreciate it, Bobby. You're a wonderful host, and good luck with your show. And I look forward to meeting you very soon in Thousand Oaks.
Yes, and we'll have you on again in about 5 or 6 or 7 weeks, if you'd like to talk more about the progress of your raw food movement, because you and I are going to talk about that anyway. So I'd like to have you on the show again, okay? Thank you.
That sounds great. I look forward to it, Bobby.
All right, take care now. All right. Wow, what a great segment we had with Laura Fox, the wonderful CEO of Raw Living Expo. So look it up, rawlivingexpo.com. And it's not just the one we're having in Southern California. It's actually north of Los Angeles in an area called Thousand Oaks, a kind of a spiritual area out there. But she's going to be around the country more and more. She is from Virginia, has been in Sedona, which is a very spiritual place, Sedona, Arizona. And speaking of Arizona and the West Coast, online right now, our next guest is Brett Wilcox. He is running across the country with his son to bring out GMO awareness. And I want to welcome you, Brett. Thank you for coming on. How are you, Brett?
I'm fine, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. We'd like to give our listeners a 5 or 6 or 7 minute report on what you've done and what you're going to do, your goals, just a full orientation, and then what your next steps are in the next few days or weeks.
Thank you, Bobby. A week ago at this time exactly, we were standing on the Huntington Beach Pier launching our run for a GMO-free USA. My son and I are physically running across America. My wife, Chris, and my daughter, Olivia, are the support crew. We're also running with our 15-year-old dog, Angel, in our seed stroller. And in our seed stroller, we're keeping our our heirloom seeds donated from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, and they've got a label on them that says GMO Free USA, and we are running for a GMO Free USA. So we just barely moved our truck and trailer from Riverside. We're now in Banning, and we're going to park the trailer and backtrack a little bit to where we left off yesterday, and we'll be running east until we get to Banning, and then we'll keep moving east from there.
And, Brett, now, just for our listeners, Huntington Beach, you started, that's in California, of course, and the other cities you just mentioned are in California. You're now in Banning, California, which is kind of like in the middle of California, heading towards the eastern part of the country. Tell us the next few stops that you'll be making over the next week or two.
Well, we've got Palm Springs down the road, Desert Hot Springs, 29 Palms, and then we're moving off into the desert towards Bullhead, I believe, and Needles and Bullhead, and then moving on to whatever it is out there. Flagstaff, Arizona is the next big town after that.
Right. Great, great. All right, well, let's tell our people, give us all your website information and how, and also I want to tell our people, and I want you to finish up on the subject of helping. This is a great cause, listeners. We need to support this this gentleman and his son and his family. They're doing a great cause to bring awareness on the GMO issue around the country and around the world. And we need people to help donate a little money, whatever they can give. And if you can give that information on your websites and your how people can donate and help, could you do that, Brett, please?
You bet. Thank you, Bobby. We are blogging at runningthecountry.com, runningthecountry.com. If you're into Facebook, you can type in Running the Country, and you can join our Running the Country group or like our Running the Country page. And we are just finishing up a fundraising campaign at Indiegogo.com, I-N-D-I-E-Gogo.com, Indiegogo.com. Type in Running for a GMO-Free USA, or if that's too long, just type in GMO in the search bar, and you'll see a picture of David and myself together in a portrait shot. That'll take you to our campaign. We've got a great campaign video there that will show you who we are, why we're running, and we've received nearly $6,000, and we appreciate every bit of it, but we need a whole lot more if we're going to be able to successfully fund our run. We're going to do this run with or without the donations, but we're going to break our bank physically if we have to do this on our own. So we really appreciate any donations we can get in our way. We promise to use that money wisely as good stewards as we go out and talk about GMO agriculture versus conventional agriculture and organic agriculture. We're having a great time doing it. We've enjoyed talking to people so far. Enjoyed talking about my book and meeting with people. It's just been a delight running through California so far, and the weather's been nice, and we're moving eastward every day.
Brett, we've got a couple more minutes here. I want to also tell our people that, well, I'm an activist, and I'm part of the GMO movement myself in Southern California. We in California and upstate in Washington, we barely lost. And the East Coast, Connecticut and Maine have won, and there's states all over the country that are now getting the ballot somewhere between 20 and 25 and moving forward. I would like to tell our people that what you're doing for the GMO issue is so, so beautiful, and I support it. And what I'm going to do for you, for the cause, Brett, not for you, for what you're doing, is I'm going to contact 5 or 6 leaders in California that I know and have had on my show, believe it or not, and let them know that it's important for us to support what you're doing. I have contacts in the middle of the country and in Connecticut of other GMO people. I'm going to let them know what you're doing, let them know hear the show, and get them on your website. So we're going to try to help you get the money that you need. Now, one more thing, Brett. The book. John Diaz, who was on the show last week, read the book. He's going to send me a copy, and I want to read that book. He says it's a 5-star Amazon book, which is the highest rating that Amazon gives. Tell us about that and about the book very briefly in about 1 minute, if you could, please.
Yeah, the book is called We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. If you know a lot about the GMO issue, you know that Monsanto and the chemical companies routinely lie. They lied big time with Prop 37 and with I-522 in Washington. And this is just a book that documents 50 of Monsanto's biggest lies. If you know all this stuff already, that's okay. Buy the book anyway, because your friends don't know about it. Your neighbors don't know about it. Much of your family doesn't know about it. Everybody needs to know about these lies. If you know about the lies, then you can inoculate yourself against them. And when they move in and start trying to persuade you that you really don't want food labeling, you'll get it. You'll know that you're just being lied to, and you'll be able to vote in the way that you need to.
Great. Brett, thank you for coming on. Thank you for the report. Good luck, and we'll do what we can here in California, and we'll motivate other people around the country to help you in your cause. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You're the greatest, Bobby. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right, great, great, wonderful. What a great show. I love it. Here's some shows coming up in the next few weeks, and then we're going to get off of that great song, What a Wonderful World. In the next few weeks, in February and early March, here's what we have on the agenda. End all wars. It's a 21-person committee at last call. I'm on the committee, to a bunch of great activists who are strongly feel that wars are the cause of many problems on this planet, money and everything else. It's causing death and suffering and long-term health problems all over the world. And that money could go towards health, feeding the world, and good things. So end all wars. We're going to have a report on that in the next few weeks. Also, stem cells, why they're so great. They're the future of medicine, and how stem cells can help us in aging. I know we have baby boomers and seniors on this show, and I'm interested in that myself, because I'm a baby boomer plus. So also we have cleansing, all about cleansing, how you can change your life for better health. Then we're going to have cell phone radiation and why it's ruining and killing our people and causing brain cancer and more. Then for the men, we're going to have erectile dysfunction, a great doctor, one of the premier doctors on that issue. So all that coming up in the next coming weeks. So if you like our show, rate us on iTunes. Also, you can hear our shows on the archives. Just punch in Let's Create a Better World, the name of the show. Let me give you my phone number if you want more information on any of the guests or anything else that's going on or you. Any ideas? My name is Bobby Elias. My number, 323-770-1925. Also, if you don't have a computer, laptop, or if you're not near one and you want to hear the show, here's the number you can call to listen to the show. Area 619-550-0869. All right, we're going to sign off. We're going to thank all these wonderful people that have been on and then have that song come on at the end, What a Wonderful World. Let's thank, first of all, our wonderful producer in New York, Jason, doing a great job on Progressive Radio Network, which is the fastest growing progressive internet site in the world. It's growing leaps and bounds. In fact, Gary Knowles' show is heard by more people than any show on the planet, including FM and AM. What a great station. I'm blessed to be on this station. Then we want to thank Melissa, wonderful engineer, always there for us and always doing the right things. She's turned things around in that department. Thank you, Melissa. Also, I want to thank our L.A. producer, Jimmy D., does so much work on the Internet and so many great ideas. Thank you, Jimmy. And then I want to thank our associate producer, Stuart Hassel, and he's got an assistant now. Thank you both for helping us out with all your great work and email work. I want to thank also our guest, Laura Fox, the CEO of RawLivingExpo.com. I want to thank Brett Wilcox, the father and son team that are running across the country for GMO awareness. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for being on this show. Be sure to tune in the next few weeks. We have some great shows coming up. We're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Let's move forward. Thank you, everyone, and let's get our song going and have a great week.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies crying.